I'm Steve Miller reporting. China's government says it will counterattack if President Donald Trump goes ahead with plans to raise U.S. tariffs on an additional $100 billion worth of Chinese goods.
The sanctions will be imposed on seven...
Apologies for the audio. The Ministry of Commerce spokesman Gao Feng called the United States' behavior utterly unreasonable and that Washington seriously misjudged the situation and made a big mistake. Gao Feng also said that Beijing was fully prepared and will, without hesitation, counterattack with great strength, but gave no details. Three people are dead after a pair of suicide car bombings in Somalia's capital after the first explosion occurred at an army checkpoint at the airport road in Mogadishu, injuring one soldier. A second car bomb detonated shortly afterward near Benadir Junction. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the two explosions. The first bomber apparently was heading towards Mogadishu's international airport but was stopped by soldiers. The heavy fortified airport houses embassies and is a major target for al-Shabaab extremists. The al-Qaeda-linked al-Shabaab often targets high-profile areas of the capital and holds large parts of southern and central Somalia. Syrian Republican Guard forces pushed into the last rebel-held enclave of eastern Ghouta on Friday, according to state television. And a war monitor said that heavy airstrikes killed at least 27 people, including five children. This is VOA News. Dr. Christine Blanchard, the medical director at Salisbury District Hospital, gave an update on the treatment of ex-Russian spy and his daughter, who were poisoned with a rare nerve agent last month. Jill Craig has those details.
Blanchard reiterated that Yulia Skripal's condition had improved to stable, and she continues to get better. She also announced that Sergei Skripal is responding well to treatment, improving rapidly, and is no longer in a critical condition. Jill Craig, VOA News.
A South Korean court announced the sentence for former President Park Geun-hye. Grace Lee reports.
Ousted President Park Geun-hye has been found guilty on corruption charges and now faces 24 years in jail.
Every time Park's crimes were revealed one by one, it caused chaos in our state affairs.
Among the charges on Friday were bribery, abuse of power, and coercion. And on top of that, she's been hit with an almost $17 million fine. But prosecutors are pushing around seven times that amount and a 30-year sentence.
That was reporter Grace Lee. Former Catalan leader Carlos Puigdemont has been released on bail by a German court and has been told he won't be extradited to Spain on charges of rebellion. But Jacob Greaves reports he could still find himself in front of Spanish courts.
Puigdemont isn't out of the woods yet. The German court will now decide whether to extradite him for the lesser charge of misuse of public funds. Puigdemont fled the country 5 months ago after Madrid dismissed his regional government. He's since been in self-imposed exile. Recently, Spain's Supreme Court reactivated international arrest warrants for Puigdemont and a number of former Catalan leaders. They're wanted for their role in the region's independence campaign.
Reporter Jacob Greaves. At least 40 Palestinian protesters were shot and wounded Friday as a second week of demonstrations launched on Gaza's border. Miller Sega has that story.
Palestinian medics said Israeli forces shot and wounded at least 40 Palestinian protesters on Friday as thousands converged on Gaza's border with Israel and set fire to mounds of tires to launch a second week of demonstrations. 20 Palestinians have died since the demonstrations near the heavily guarded Gaza border fence began on March 30th. The latest, a man who died in a Gaza hospital on Friday of gunshot wounds suffered on the first day of protests. Millar Sega, VOA News.
Top U.S., Mexican, and Canadian trade officials met Friday to discuss prospects for a deal to update the North American Free Trade Agreement amid pressure from Washington to strike a quick agreement despite several unresolved issues. For additional stories and in-depth coverage, be sure to visit our website. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Today, the voice of America, VOA 1.